I'm speaking to Matt Wells, who is down at Ground Zero, watching some of the memorial. Matt, what's it like down there?
Well, it's incredibly moving, actually. I'm standing on a street facing the Ground Zero Memorial site, just a few hundred metres, actually, from the World Trade Center site, and in front of me there are hundreds of people standing, watching the names being read out, and the Mayor of New York Time, Rudolph Giuliani, is speaking at the moment, and then behind me in the streets, sort of going back up, uptown New York, there are thousands and thousands of people all being held at various barriers. There's a real mixture of people, actually. There's people from New York, there are visitors, there are people who were obviously around at the time, and you know, people who were, you know, weren't even born then. And I think everyone's listening and thinking about things in different ways. I mean, for me, I've never seen the ceremony before, and to hear the names of all the people who died being read out by the relatives is incredibly powerful. The clapping you can hear now is for Giuliani. What's happening is that the names being read out by pairs of relatives, and when they come to their own relatives' names, they often deliver a personal message. And it's an incredibly powerful and moving experience. And the one thing that I think I've learned from it is that, you know, all the rows about whether religious figures should be involved in this ceremony, or the discussions about whether the delays for the rebuilding of the World Trade Center site, and even things like the conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11, and indeed all the battles that have been fought, all of that seems very distant.
And how are people in the crowd reacting to that, as you say, very moving ceremony?
Well, people are just standing, watching the big screens that are dotted around the site. They're standing at the start of the ceremony, they were standing mostly silent. But now people are sort of milling about a bit, discussing their reactions. Some people are starting to move off, others are staying. There's a group of children sitting on the pavement, draped in the American flag. There's a group of, I can just see towards the left of me, a group of half a dozen New York Fire Department officers who have come in their uniform, their shoes polished, their white gloves laundered, and they're just standing and listening to the reading of the names being read out and the various speeches that are being given.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Matt, and we'll speak to you again later.